The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. At the time, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great milestone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you today? Good. The wise old Mother Superior from County Tipperary was dying. Poor lady. The nuns gathered around her bed trying to make her comfortable. They gave her some warm milk to drink. She refused it. Then, one nun took the glass back to the kitchen, remembering a bottle of Irish whiskey they had received as a gift previous Christmas. She opened and poured a generous amount into the warm milk. When she walked back at Mother Superior's bed, she held the glass to her lips. Mother drank a little, then a little more. Before they knew it, she had drunk the whole glass down to the last drop. "Mother," the nuns asked with earnest, "please give us some wisdom before you die." She raised herself up in a bed with a pious looking on her face and said, "Do not sell that cow." At school, our children study the subject called history. In history classes, students are told about various countries and their rulers, the wars they fought, the regions they conquered, and the great sacrifice the kings that made for their nation. The church wants us to learn about another history, which is called history of salvation. This history of salvation speaks not about war, but about peace. It narrates the wonderful deeds God has accomplished to save all men. History book speaks about events that took place long ago and about persons that once lived but are no more. In the history of salvation, God is not just the hero of the past who accomplished wonderful deeds, but a person that lives on, keeps on repeating his saving deeds in our daily life. As long as we live in the world, we are always in danger of various misfortunes. The danger of getting sick, the danger of various accidents, someone stealing our property, hurting or even killing us, and so on. But we must work hand in hand with God at our salvation. Today's reading speaks about how God saves his people through his servants or through the appointed ones, and also gives strong warning against jealousy and intolerance of his servants. In today's first reading, we heard about how God called Moses to appoint 70 elders to be supportive to Moses in his mission. So the elders gathered in front of the tent, and the Holy Spirit blessed them. And they went to proclaim about God. And there were two people left. They did not come to the tent, but the Holy Spirit went on them. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they also began to proclaim about God. Then what happened? Joshua, the assistant to Moses, he comes running towards Moses and says, "Moses, stop those two men. They are not allowed to speak about God because they did not come to the tent." Because they did not come to the tent with these 70 elders, so they are not allowed to speak about God. Then, in today's gospel reading, Jesus was presented as a second Moses and as a savior of everyone. And in the gospel, John and his companion, they saw a man who is using Jesus' name and healing. The healings were taking place. Then these two disciples goes to that person and says, "Hey, stop doing. Who gave you permission to get rid of all these evil spirits from these people? You are not allowed." That permission is given by Jesus to us, the appointed ones. You are not allowed to do. Then these two disciples come and tell Jesus, "Jesus, we did a wonderful job. We stopped a man who is using your name and get rid of all the evil spirits. We stopped him because he did not belong to us." Jesus said, "You must not do that. You must not do that." So now, in both the readings, in the first reading, there is enemy of jealousy. The jealousy came out in the form of Joshua. And in the gospel reading, the intolerance came out from those two disciples of Jesus. So in both the readings, there are stop signs. Please stop. Please stop. Don't speak about God. You are not allowed to do this thing. Two stop signs. Then who is going to take the word of God? Who is going to speak about God? Can a person who do not believe in Jesus, can he take the word of God? Is he allowed to do that? How can the non-believer listen to the word of God? How he wants to transform his life? How the atheist must come to know God? Who is going to do all these things? For example, Gandhi. Gandhi is not a Christian. He is not a follower. He was dead. Where is he now? Is he in heaven or hell or at least in purgatory? He was not a Christian, not even a Catholic. He even practiced one of the hardest saying of Jesus, love your enemies. Gandhi is not Christian or Catholic. He is not follower of Christian religion. But he loved the sentence which Jesus used, love your enemies. So, what about Gandhi? Does he go to heaven? This is what we need to think. Can the atheist go to heaven? So, for those people who were not members of this Christian community, or who do not follow Jesus, Jesus says to them, I will appreciate all the good things that you do. I love you. That means God tolerates everything those who do not believe in him. And he will be expecting for the conversion. So, I don't believe God, but I do good things. It will not work. The good things must follow God. Everyone must come to know God. There is no other question. That's why God has chosen different people to do his ministry. And everyone, whomever God chooses, not only Christians, not only his followers, God works through so many ways. That is what we heard in the introduction. The grace of God comes from different ways to each person. That's why Jesus says, anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. The people who do good things, God will keep in his mind. God begins to act in their life. And God begins to bring that atheist to his family through so many ways. So God reaches everyone in so many ways with different people and with different actions. and the people, those who believe in God. Jesus says, if your hand causes to sin, cut it off. Cut the hand, pick out the eye, cut the leg. Jesus says, that means not simply cutting and going without eyes or hands or legs to heaven. That means we need to work such hard. We need to work such hard to reach Jesus and to take Jesus to others. That is the responsibility that God has given to us. A hand, a foot, an eye are truly precious to everyone. Very precious. We do not want to lose any part of our body. But we need to give greater importance to our God than your hand, your leg, or your eye. Greatest importance must be given to God. So, we are all in the history of God. We are all in the saving plan of God. The history of our own salvation started long before we were born. God has been at work to save us right from the beginning of the world. We see, if we read in the Old Testament, God has chosen so many people as his servants. So, in the first reading, Moses chose 70 elders to do the ministry of God. Jesus also chose 12 apostles to do the ministry of God. After the apostles, the popes, bishops, priests, nuns, and the good people. So, we are all servants of God. We are all called to be a disciple of Jesus. So, in today's readings, basically says two things. On the one hand, we have to learn to recognize that God can do his work through all kinds of people. God will act with all kinds of people. So, on the other hand, as a Christian, through our baptism, we have been called to serve him as his disciples. To be saved means to be with God. To be lost means cutting away from God. So we are all in the saving plan of God. So we need to be more united with God. That's why in the second reading, we are asked to give more importance to your Creator. Not the other stuff which is behind us. Give more importance to your Creator. He is the only one who is going to save you. So, we are all called not only to be good to ourselves. The goodness which is in us must be produce the fruits. That means taking God to other people. So, let us live among the people as brothers and sisters, and as children of God.